I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 16th. A new director has been selected for the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy. The Board of Library Trustees has voted to offer the job to Sarah Slyman, the current director of the Brookline Public Library. Slyman previously was director of the Turner Free Library in Randolph and assistant director of the Thayer Library in Braintree. Her appointment still needs approval from Mayor Thomas Koch. Current Thomas Crane Library Director Megan Allen is retiring at the end of April. A four-mile stretch of the Neponset River in Milton and Dorchester has been labeled a Superfund cleanup site. State and federal environmental officials say they want to clean the river from years of cancer-causing PCB contamination from various industrial uses going back many decades. A complete assessment will be conducted, and the years-long, multi-million-dollar cleanup could begin next year. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city has hired a new golf pro for the Furnace Brook Golf Club. The city took over the club this year, and Koch says the clubhouse needs a major overhaul. Koch says some club employees remained on the job, and the city hired new workers. He says he wants the club to be a first-class facility for the public. The Quincy Planning Board is reviewing a proposal from LBC Developers for a six-story, 215-unit apartment building with 66-space parking garage at the corner of Revere Road and Hancock Street in Quincy Center. LBC owns the property and the adjacent land at Dennis Ryan Parkway and Revere Road. LBC also built the nearby Nova Residences apartment building. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 16th.